Gucci family slams Ridley Scott's House of Gucci, extremely painful, insult. By Alana Mastrangelo on November 29, 2021. The Gucci family slammed Ridley Scott's House of Gucci in a scathing statement, saying the film is extremely painful from a human point of view and an insult to the legacy on which the brand is built today. The heirs of Aldo Gucci, who was chairman of the Gucci fashion house from 1953 to 1986, have issued a statement saying they are a bit disconcerted about what they claim is their inaccurate portrayal in Scott's new film, House of Gucci, according to a report by Variety. The Gucci family takes note of the release of the film House of Gucci and is a bit disconcerted because, although the work claims to want to tell the true story of the family, the fears raised by the trailers and interviews released so far are confirmed. The film carries a narrative that is far from accurate, the statement began. The production of the film did not bother to consult the heirs before describing Aldo Gucci, president of the company for 30 years, and the members of the Gucci family as thugs, ignorant and insensitive to the world around them, attributing to the protagonists, events, a tone and an attitude that never belonged to them, the statement continued. This is extremely painful from a human point of view and an insult to the legacy on which the brand is built today, the Gucci family affirmed. Watch below. The statement goes on to blast how socialite Patrizia Reggiani, played by Lady Gaga, who was convicted in 1998 of facilitating the murder of Maurizio Gucci, played by Adam Driver, is painted not only in the film, but also in the statements made by cast members, as a victim who was trying to survive in a masculine and macho corporate culture. This couldn't be further from the truth, the statement continues, adding that over the course of its 70-year history during which it was a family business, Gucci was an inclusive company. Indeed, precisely in the 1980s, the historical context in which the film is set, women were in several top positions, whether they were members of the family or extraneous to it. These included the president of Gucci America, the head of global PR and communication, and a member of the board of directors of Gucci America, the statement said. Gucci is a family that lives honoring the work of its ancestors, whose memory does not deserve to be disturbed to stage a film that is not true and that does not do justice to its protagonists, they added. The members of the Gucci family reserves every right to protect the name, image, and the dignity of their loved ones, the statement affirmed. The Gucci family, however, has not taken legal action at this time against Scott's Scott-Free Shingle and Warner Brothers, reports Variety. Speaking on BBC Radio 4's Today Show last week, Scott dismissed criticism made by Reggiani, who had accused the director of stealing the identity of a family to make a profit. "I don't engage with that," Scott said. "You have to remember that one Gucci was murdered and another went to jail for tax evasion, so you can't be talking to me about making a profit. As soon as you do that, you become part of the public domain." You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.